It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And I can tell you, after all my wanderings through the various networks, from Genesis Network, Republic Radio, Rents Network, and Clear Channel, which I had shows back 20 years ago, plus across the country and Prophecy Club, one of the few people I strongly respect, and I want you to listen to his show, is John Moore over at Republic Radio. And John, how do they listen to your program and your amazing guests? How do they do that?
Well, the easy way is to go to my website at thelibertyman.com. And at the top of my homepage, and put it in your browser. If you go through a search engine, you're going to end up someplace you don't want to be.
Right. And by the way, you also have some products and things that support you, because people need support to get this out. You spend a lot of your time and effort like I do.
So just put thelibertyman.com in your browser. At the top of my homepage, it says radio. When you click on that, you'll find about five or six different ways to listen. The live show is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Central Time. And, of course, archives you can listen to anytime you choose.
But a couple areas I would like to get a comment on. I saw the part of the interview of Vindman today on the Star Chamber trial impeachment. It's not really a proper trial, because if the rules of evidence and legal activity, and remember, I'm a proselytic and expert, I'm also a medical legal expert in every specialty in every country on earth, and what I see here is not legally proceeding with the principles of the Constitution.
What you're saying is true, Doctor, but there's something even more fundamental of that.
Right.
Articles of impeachment can only come from one place.
Right.
One place only. That's the House Judiciary Committee.
Right.
It can't come from any place else. So this committee cannot issue articles of impeachment. Only the House Judiciary Committee can do that. So that's even more foundational than their improper procedures, sir.
Right. Well, the other thing that they're trying to do is destroy the reputation, because they probably already know that you're not going to get 20 senators that are going to switch and deep six President Trump.
No.
Now, I don't say Trump is perfect, but to be honest with you, he's a hero. I put a video up last weekend, and actually one of the first slides I have him as Superman. Now, I know he needs good advisors. If I can get a back door, I want John Moore and you and me and some of my other experts like John W. Spring to be able to talk to the man directly. He's got either globalists, knuckleheads, or people without experience that are advising him. And unfortunately, because of his previous experience on television, he operates the presidency like a game show. His IQ is around 157 to 160. He's probably the best negotiator on the planet. He's improved the economy $7 trillion and brought back the stock market and so on. And if he hadn't lost second half of his first term in office to the dumb Democrats by extending Russiagate, he probably would already have passed laws to permanently lower the tax rates and improve the lot for the middle class even more. And the average middle class person is getting $5,000 more per year in their pocket because of the change in the economy, with the lowest unemployment rates of blacks, Hispanics, and women in American history. Now,
that's right.
There are some negative sides to Trump, and those are easy to deal with. They're like teaching. 5G network, putting water, deep, dirty water down frack areas in Northern California and elsewhere that can trigger off frack quakes, or pushing genetically modified food rather than just remineralizing the soil and using scalar technology to get rid of pathogens rather than pesticides, which are immunotoxic to people by causing proteins to be adjuvants for toxic immune reactions that cause autoimmune disease and cancer. Cancer rates are going skyrocketing, and also pushing 5G network, which is easy to fix. Fiber optic the whole damn country, and then put LEDs in your ceiling that transmit at 200 to 500 times faster than Wi-Fi. So we can provide solutions to Trump. They'll make him the best president ever, right back since the world leader, since King David repented of killing Uriah and taking his wife Bathsheba. So I'm honestly hoping that this week, when Sonderland gets there, that this is going to blow up in the face of Adam Schiff. Now, I've changed the last two letters of his name from FF to TT.
It's inevitable. It is inevitable. It's already in the process of exploding in his face. It's just that he doesn't know it yet, but it already is.
Well, Adam Schiff, I think, and the guy looks to me like he's got some form of hyperthyroidism or some brain disorder. His eyes are being pushed out like a bug. But the fact is, the man is a Confederate liar. In fact, I don't think he even takes notes to keep his lies straight, because he lies and then he lies a different lie. So he doesn't even keep the same lie either in the public, on video, or whatever. The problem is
Nancy Pelosi. He told us for more than a year he had secret information about the collusion of Russia and Donald Trump. It's still a secret, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Maybe in a parallel dimension.
It always will be, because it doesn't exist.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, you see, the Democrats are part, and they're also a rhino Republicans. We've got Romney, we've got other rhinos. Then we went over a list last week of the rhino Republicans that are not necessarily Trump's friends. For example, I saw the comment on the news there, and Drudge, and I commented some more on my video channel, that Tillerson's saying, well, if Trump actually said this, it's wrong. No, it's not wrong. You can't give money to a foreign government if they have corruption. That's the job of the president, isn't it?
Right.
The job is to make sure they don't give money to corrupt governments.
Most governments have corruption. That's a given. That's
expected. Right.
But looking into crimes perpetrated by the vice president and his son, that's part of his responsibility as the executive branch.
Well, when $4 billion disappears and it's American money.
The media keeps saying that he's doing something to help his campaign. Well, it may or may not help his campaign. A man who, Joe Biden, announces an event, that was either Vermont or New Hampshire, 60 people show up. Doctor, you get more than 60. I get more than 60 people to show up.
Well,
Joe Biden is not a serious candidate. When you announce a campaign event and 60 people show up, who takes that, who takes that seriously? Nobody. It's his job to initiate investigations into crime and turn it over to the Attorney General. That's part of his job description.
Right. I'm going to be interviewing in the next week probably Susan Lindauer, and she was apparently one of the CIA liaisons during the Bush administration when they planned and carried out 9/11. She apparently, because she knew and was actually had internal notes about the fact that they were planning 9/11 and the demolition of the World Trade Center, they put her into prison. And in fact, one of the co-prisoners for her was a Japanese lady. And she's going to come on the show and talk about this. We have two other major whistleblowers that are going to come on the program. I've had Cody Snodgrass on for now over a year and a half. When he was on John B. Wells' show back in December of 2007, within 5 days he tried to kill him in Colorado with a head-on accident. And then when he came on my show, within 48 hours he tried to kill him again. So he doesn't have a tracking phone so they can track his GPS coordinates. His cohorts, which is Gordon, which is basically Gregory Ford. He has an MD, but he doesn't practice because he's got PTSD, and they renditioned him. But he released information, and he filed a lawsuit both in federal court with the Supreme Court, going to hear his hearing, that, in fact, that they renditioned him called Operation Copper Green. And they renditioned him with all kinds of mind-altering drugs. They were killing people and using advanced technology in Iraq and used weapons of mass destruction, and they were killing innocent people. What people need to understand is that this is all going to come out because there's enough patriot Americans that are not going to put up with this. And we are, as Americans...
Innocent people die in every war. That's part of every war that's ever happened.
Yeah, exactly. But some of these wars don't even need to start. For example, the weapons of mass destruction, I use a little bit of humor sometimes to get through to people. Colin Powell, I've changed his name to Colin Bowell because he's full of it, right? When he said they have weapons of mass destruction, it looks like a swinging ice cream truck. It's supposed to be WMD.
Colin Powell was taken advantage of. They used what I regard as an honest man with integrity. They lied to Colin Powell. They gave him evidence that was fabricated. He sat in front of the entire planet talking about yellow cake uranium that didn't exist. And he noticed, Doctor, not long after that, he resigned as Secretary of State.
No, I can see that. But whether he was collaborated with it or manipulated, unfortunately, people inside the intel agencies and the military have to get a clue that the higher-ups are going to use you. In fact, the scum rises to the top, whether it's the CIA with Brennan Clapper or the Department of Justice or the intel agencies, FBI. That's why we have Comey. Comey, the way this guy, he's like the green giant from hell. And he acts like he's some kind of religious leader. Like he always has a squinty eye look, like, I'm always so righteous. And you can see that when he's talking, it's like, we can already see from your previous testimony, you're a liar. It's amazing, isn't it? And to have this in America, which is not a banana republic, is bizarre, isn't it?
Well, it is. I want to go back to General Powell for a moment. President Bush had a cabinet. And what's on the cabinet? 18 or 20 men and women.
Right.
He's planning to invade Iraq. He's planning a war. He's got one flag rank officer in his cabinet, just one, with combat experience. And he talked to quite a few cabinet members, but the one cabinet member he did not talk to about starting a war was the only man who was a flag rank officer, combat veteran. That would be General Powell.
Right. So in other words, he was used by the global elite, the people that knew what was going to happen, right?
After the decision was made at the cabinet level to invade Iraq, then President Bush talked to the only man who was qualified to talk about what war really is.
Right. So wouldn't you know it, they would use somebody like that. Now, what do you think of the current situation? Because I honestly think Trump should declare a state of national emergency and shut down MSLSD and the Criminal News Network and close down the Washington Post, which is owned by Bezos. And these people should still be wearing orange jumpsuits, shouldn't they?
Well, that would be good to do. But as far as the Kurds are concerned, when they were trying to develop a what they're calling a democracy or a republic in Iraq, they basically had three groups to deal with: the Sunnis, the Shiites, and the Kurds. The Kurds were granted territory that had oil production in it. That should be their country. There should be a line drawn around that territory. The Kurds have never had their own country.
I have some contacts that show that they were supposed to get a country designated back after World War One, and they never put Kurdistan. You see, I have Kurdish blood. My family on my mother's side were from Isfahan. 2,800 years ago, my ancestor was a Mosaic line, married the daughter of the king of the Medes, and took on their tribal name called the Niami. So you have people have to understand they're Caucasians, they're from South Caucasus.
And we can start it again at the top of the hour.
Sounds like a break.
Gee, that sounds funny. It's a little early, isn't it? 1:16. Usually doesn't start for 4 minutes. Are we still going?
It was a technical difficulty.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's a little technical. I'm watching my clock here. So anyway, what happened is the Kurds basically, you're right, need a country. And if you added all the Kurds together, there's a minimum of 35 million. I heard it was a lot more than that. Because most of eastern Turkey is 93% Kurdish. Most of north of Syria is Kurdish. And most of western Iran is Kurdish. So if you take that territory, that entire territory would be the largest country in the Middle East. It would be big.
I don't see how it's politically possible to give.
No, it's not going to happen because of
that much real estate. But a little corner of Iraq with some oil producing revenue, that would be dandy, and it would be big enough they wouldn't be jammed up against each other, and it would solve so many problems. It would just solve so many problems.
Wouldn't it? And the thing is that those oil fields were managed when we actually collaborated with the Kurds, and by the way, there's several different groups. We collaborate with them, and they're one of the both women and the men are just as good fighters, by the way, which is interesting.
Right.
You know, like Vikings, you know, where the women are just as good fighters as the men. And I know my wife is a Viking; she's a J1C Viking, and I'm a Norwegian Viking, named Eagles Viking as well. So I want people to understand this: that the Kurds need to be treated with more respect. Trump, when he backed out, should have had a little bit more tact. Because what I found out from John W. Spring and my other sources, they don't have passports to cross from Iraq into Syria. Now, one of the things that I disagreed with one of our previous hosts that's no longer on here, Josh Bernstein, he said, well, the only ally we have in the Middle East is Israel. I said, wrong. Syria is run by Bashar al-Assad, who's a British eye doctor with a British wife. And a lot of the foolishness about him using gas against his own people is ridiculous. It was run by the White Hats. We need to make Syria an ally there, but upgrade against Israel. In fact, it's only 10 miles from the northeast border of Israel to Damascus, which is in a bowl. Perfect place to nuke everybody to death. The oldest continuous live city on earth. And she should have dissected away Syria to get the damn Hezbollah out of there and the people targeting the state of Israel. So now, since they did this, and this is a mistake that Trump did, not only did he kind of abandon the Kurds that don't have passports to get into Syria across Iraqi territory, so they're going to be genocided, but also it puts the Israelis in danger. So in the last week, and I have from my intel sources proof of this, that the Iranians have said they're going to enrich to weapons-grade uranium, which they've been threatening for a while, but now they're doing it. And number two, the Israelis have got my contacts that they're going to bomb the hell out of the Bashar reactor in western Iran. Oh, my God. I mean, we got to understand, we are seconds to midnight now, aren't we?
We are.
It's that bad. Pray for our nation, pray for the world, and pray for Trump that he gets better decisions and gets contact with John Moore and Deagle. and other whistleblowers to tell them the truth.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So, we have John Moore here, and of course, the LibertyMan.com, the LibertyMan.com is his website and his radio show. John, what would you prescribe as what America needs to do to stay America? Exceptional, constitutional, biblically based republic, a witness, if you want to call it, a city on a hill and a bright light to the whole world of how to change their government so our rights and our powers come from the Creator God, not from an emperor or a king. What would you say to America so that we can get over this Russiagate, Ukrainagate, and come back to become a constitutional republic with a proper operation of the law and what I call pro se litigant action, because people just want to vote for politicians.
Right,
what do
right.
we need to do to bring us back to a godly republic where the rights of individuals and due process of law happens for everybody, right up to the president, which is not happening right now?
The foundation of knowledge and wisdom is two skills. Mathematics and language skills.
Right.
Being able to read and write the English language, do mathematical calculations for most of the things that people need to do. I'm a Republican committeeman at my township, from my county.
Right.
And we had our Republican Central Committee meeting last night, and the topic came up in general discussion after the formal meeting the following, Doctor, and this is how bad it's got. Now, we like analogies to make a point. Now, the National Archives is right down the street from the White House in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
If tomorrow morning, if the sign posted at the door, nobody under 30 years old is allowed to walk in here and read the Declaration of Independence, there would be outrage. There would be protests. There would be lawsuits. But they don't need to put a sign up, Doctor, because men and women in this country under age 30 can't read the Declaration of Independence. That's where we are.
Yeah, they don't have the skill sets. In fact, they're not even showing them how to print anymore. Right. They're showing them with keyboards, right?
The Declaration of Independence is written in cursive writing. If you don't learn to write in cursive, you can't read cursive.
Exactly.
So they don't need to, it's very foundational to be able to read the founding documents.
Wow.
They may as well be in for people under age 30, they may as well be Egyptian hieroglyphics. That's where we are right now. That's not some future fantasy. That's where we are in 2019. So we need to begin from the beginning. Our people need to be literate. Being literate in the English language includes being literate in cursive writing. Otherwise, you're, in my opinion, illiterate. When you can't read the Declaration of Independence, when you can't read the Constitution of the United States as it was originally written, in my opinion, you're illiterate.
Wow.
In addition, along the same lines, they teach sight reading instead of using the proper way to teach people, which is phonics. And when you teach sight reading, you're limiting people to about a 5,000-word vocabulary. And I'm taking my son-in-law, great guy, great husband, great father.
Right.
He says to me, John, if I want to read anything, I have to have complete quiet, the door shut, and it is not fun. He can read, but it takes a long time, and he only reads when he has to, when he has no choice.
Really?
Now, that's people under age 50, because phonics is no longer taught. In many schools, they begin teaching it when it's too late. So, Doctor, we can talk about many things that need to be done, but you can't take an illiterate population and have them do things that can only be done by a literate population.
Right. Right.
That's where we are. That's where we are. And, and I'd like to proceed forward with things like making sure that the elections were free and fair, paper ballots counted at the precinct. But how can people intelligently vote for candidates if they cannot read and study what the issues are? Their only education comes from 15-second sound bites. Well, they're handicapped. They can't. How can they be a literate, functional voter if they can't read and write the English language at a high enough level? Well, simply they can't.
Right. Well, the next issue I'd like to open up is I call it Magnet University, and I see now a move toward all universities and colleges actually pushing leftist agenda. And in fact, and I even saw this in, when I went to medical school back in the 70s. It was starting to happen, but it's become much worse. In technical places, in medical school, law schools, and engineering schools, they don't want you to ask questions or question the technology or the ideas they have. They just want you to accept and regurgitate. And that
well,
I
doctor,
see...
Of course, what you're saying is true, but there's a force
right.
in that. A friend
right.
of mine, she was worked in the administration of St. Louis University, which is a world-class university.
Right.
And she worked in the administration of the law school and the medical school. Getting
right.
to St. Louis University medical school or law school is tough. They only take the top of the top.
Right.
And the first week those young students are there from either medical school or law school, they walk them over to the library and they walk in the door and they say, ladies and gentlemen, this is a library. It's because it's possible to graduate with a four-year degree from a respected university and be admitted to either law school or medical school and basically spend almost no time in a library. That's how bad it is.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what I see happening is people are learning not to question protocols. For example, this happens, for example, and I've seen it firsthand, dealing with state licensing authorities that don't even have experts that actually know your area of expertise and therefore can even question what you're doing as whether it's rational, logical, or good for patient investigation or treatment. And what I see the same thing in the law schools. I've talked to lawyers, and they don't even know the pro se litigant things we have Dr. Fred Graves teaches in our pro se litigant course called How to Win in Court. And so as a result, they're not ready to properly appeal. They don't know all the rules like or less the rules of baseball. And they basically know how to extract money from people and drag out cases, and they also can be manipulated by either their bar association or their colleagues, so you don't tick off their colleagues or judges or other people in the legal system. And so, unfortunately, a great number of our politicians are lawyers, but even their education is dramatically deficient.
I've worked with probably 1,000 lawyers the past 40,
right.
46 years, and
right.
Lawyers who, it's embarrassing to think these people even got a law license,
right.
to Supreme Court judges, and so forth.
Well,
and it's a wide spectrum of expertise and knowledge and intelligence, it really is.
Well, one of the worst things that I've seen is they don't understand that the Constitution and the rules of the procedure and law and evidence are not flexible or living documents, they're fixed. And people don't understand
these are like the
commandments of the Bible, right?
That's about 80 years old when that concept was introduced, and it has a lot of appeal, a lot of emotional appeal. There's no basis in reality for saying the U.S. Constitution is a living, breathing document. That's a fact.
Yeah, there's none, yeah,
but
exactly.
But it has a lot of appeal to people who get emotionally attached to that concept.
Well, we have a couple of Supreme Court justices. One of them is Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and I've changed her name to Bader to Gator, G-A-T-O-R. Would you like that? Now, she's old,
well,
and she's tough, and she's...
Yeah, she's pretty much finished. She's not going to...
She's done, but she's hanging on because she's afraid that Trump's going to appoint another justice.
Well, of course he will, and this woman can't be in that seat for another 5 years. That's not going to happen.
No, they're going to die in the next year or two, and Trump will probably get in the second term. What I see happening is, and it's not just the left. People always think it's just the left that are having conniptions over Trump. It's the right. It's also the people around Trump that are shielding him from people like you and me that can get truth to him so he can make better decisions. Because if he can get through to an informed public like you and me that know these things and have been in the field for decades,
well, but then,
he'd make much better decisions, wouldn't he?
You and I talked off air about President Trump's obesity and his eating habits. He's probably had, most likely, including his wife, I would think appears to be pretty fit, physically fit. Advise him on how to eat proper and healthy meals, and he just won't listen. I mean, it's just part of his personality. It's his way or the highway, and I have no doubt. He said he likes fast food. In fact, they have a sports team show up at the White House. He has fast food delivered from the local fast food place.
Well, let me give you a remote diagnosis of Trump, just looking at him from afar. Number one, most of 97% of the people in Fortune 500 companies and the people that are successful at business or movies are hypomanic, which means they need very little sleep. There's an imbalance between dopamine, norepinephrine, and other neurotransmitters, so they go, 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 go. They also can be more rigid in their thought patterns, And because they're pretty driven, they're also usually above average intelligence. So they're able to force and manipulate the people around them to do what they want. And they may do things that are self-destructive, whether it's, if he had started drinking alcohol, I guarantee that, like some of his relatives, he would have died from alcohol poisoning. But he doesn't drink.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So the man, his problem is he's got Big Mac-itis. Okay, he's got pizza-itis. He's got aspartame-itis from his Coke in his right hand.
I don't know if it's true because I simply don't know. But I've read that he likes fast food because he's concerned about being poisoned. And his belief is that if he has fast food delivered to the White House, he won't be poisoned. That's what he believes. I've read.
That's really bad.
Well, the vetting, if you can imagine how strict they are with anything that's any food is served in the White House for being pure and free of any poisons. It's the strictest protocols that you can imagine, but he doesn't trust it.
Yeah. Well, I think there's ways of actually doing screening, both scalar screening as well as toxicological screening, to make sure that he doesn't get anything poisonous. I think it's just an excuse because I think the man is hypomanic. Now, he's very intelligent. He is a patriot. And I believe, just like the folks on the family, he's a baby Christian, which means when people say those things, they don't understand what being a Christian is. And I've learned the hard way, and God's made me a real Christian, which means although I'm talented and I have unusual skills, I am not arrogant. People might think I'm arrogant because they interrupt my guests sometimes or I have knowledge in areas that they don't know. But God's crushed me down, like he crushes your ego to make a perfume sent to his nostrils. And if you don't do God, you can't do good. You just add an extra O. If you do what's right in your own eyes, it's by definition evil. And people don't know that. And even people that are well-intentioned are doing evil. And collect a lot of these people, even high-level Masons, like the Shriners that do good for lots of kids, they're also doing evil. A lot of the people in the various religions, whether they're Muslim and have Taqiyya and Maruna, and we're going to have Bill Warren back on, they're doing evil. They might do a lot of good, too, but they're also doing evil. And the problem is, if you do what's right in your own eyes, and what I see happening with Trump is the man needs some good advice. He needs a better diet. He obviously is stubborn, and his wife can't get through to him in terms of that, because she looks pretty fit. But we also need to make sure that the man...
And most wives, most of the time, want to take care of their husband way, including proper diet. You can't look as healthy as his wife and not eat properly. I don't believe.
I know.
But I've worked with men like this, and it's his style of management is my way or the highway, and that's simply the way the man is.
I think it's if I was actually able to do functional tests, and I'll give you an example. We talked about this off air as well. 6% of the human population in North America and worldwide, on average, is a little bit more or less, depending on whether it's mitochondrial gene defects like specific enzymes or genetic imbalances or developmental problems of brain circulation and the activation of the amygdala and the reptilian parts of the brain and drive centers, lack of voltages and coherence in the frontal lobes that are executive able to suppress bad behaviors, 6% of the population are by very nature predators. They predate against the rest of the human race. So therefore they're born and activated, have the genetics and physiology of criminals.
Right.
That can be treated, anybody.
I've dealt with men and women like that all my life professionally.
I know how to fix it, but it's very expensive because I have to measure. To give you an example of how complex this is, I need a 23andMe and Prometheus. I need pathway genomics. I need organic acids of neurotransmitters. I need to look at all their mineral resonance, mineral levels, their intermediate metabolites and everything. I need to do immunotoxicology, and I do a quick electroencephalogram of their brain, which is not an MRI, a test that the doctors do. It's a PhD psychologist to look at functional frequency matching of different parts of their cortex. I need an MRI, a PET scan, and a functional blood flow scan to make sure there's no areas that are misfiring, and I need to make sure there's no deep nuclei seizures in the amygdala and the rage control nuclei of the brain. Now, people don't understand. You can do these things, and it's a lot of cost to it, but you can actually fix someone that's screwed up. Now, some don't become criminals. Some become successful. All the successful people who run the Fortune 500 companies have got, like the words of young Frankenstein, they have an abnormal brain. Some of those abnormal brains are going to make them exceptional, especially if they're high IQ. They're going to become professors, or they're going to become corporate leaders and be maybe devoid of a conscience, so they're going to do things that are a little sketchy. I think that Trump's on the good side of that, which means we can make the man a better man, healthier, and not have a heart attack or stroke or cancer.
Let's prepare that memo.
Yeah. We'll try to get through them. Back in a moment with more. I'm going to run for a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco-D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption, helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing Nutri-Complete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my...
And welcome back. One of the most tuned in people to what's going to be coming down the pike, not only John Moore, but Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham. They don't go all the way, but I believe that, like you're kind of mentioning off air and on air, that we're likely to see some big changes here shortly. This so-called Stargate trial thing of Trump impeachment is going to blow up in their Democrats' face the next month. I believe Durham, before Christmas, is going to bring out this stuff about not only FISA, but lots of other irregularities with the Democratic Party and the interaction with Ukraine and Mr. Durham and Barr together are going to cause a lot of havoc. I really believe that they're not going to proceed with giving kind of warnings like this unless there's going to be, you know, grand jury indictments and people are going to start wearing orange jumpsuits. So I believe, you know, one of the big questions I have people calling me or emailing me all the time is, when is somebody going to go to jail? I think jail time is coming to some bad actors here, isn't it?
Well, I agree, Doctor. The wheels of justice move slowly. We're used to seeing complex things dealt with in a Hollywood film in 90 minutes to 2 hours. It doesn't work that way in real life.
Right.
Especially when it comes to matters of this serious nature. So the Attorney General, the Department of Justice, all the people that work there, they're diligent, they're hardworking, and every I will be dotted, every T will be crossed before any indictments are issued. And indictments are coming.
Right.
There are severe crimes that have been perpetrated. There's some concern about Attorney General Barr and some things he's done in the past, which he did. His actions regarding what was going on during the Clinton administration, I think, were inexcusable. But he's at a point in his career now where he has a legacy to think about history. And he doesn't need this job. He can do quite well financially without being Attorney General of the United States.
Right.
So I believe Attorney General Barr will do the right things for the right reasons. The Assistant Attorney General he's appointed to look into this has already gone after Mr. Mueller previously. So he has a track record of going after this guy before.
Right.
So don't get too caught up in things not happening as quickly as people would like. Just let the system work itself out and move forward, and the indictments will come.
Right, exactly. And the main thing I want is this, what happened with the Star Chamber thing that they're putting Trump through. I'm worried not just for Trump. I'm worried for the operation of the presidency, that the president should be able to have private conversations with world leaders without them becoming public, which can be very embarrassing. If we could actually have transcripts of previous conversations of presidents going right back to the Second World War, I think it would be disastrous for the Republic, wouldn't it?
Well, we've already had that. I heard a recording of President Kennedy asking General Eisenhower advice on what to do when the Cuban Missile Crisis. And President Kennedy addressing General Eisenhower as general, by the way, which he was a five-star general until he died. There's nothing humiliating or embarrassing about it. A young president acting the former supreme commander of the Allied forces for advice for possibly going to war, I think, is just a smart thing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you have to understand that even if you have a genius, and John F. Kennedy was a genius, he read super fast. But the problem is, even if you have Trump, who's an IQ around 160, he has areas he doesn't have expertise in, whether it's healthcare or geopolitical or military experience. He's never worked in the military, okay? But the man is a fast learner. He's like I call Vulcan mind meld. And unfortunately, what he's doing right now, he's operating the presidency like a game show host. And so if the fourth candidate or fourth person that's in his game show tells him something that sounds really good, he runs with it. And I don't think that's a good way to run the presidency. I think people have to understand that he's constantly overwhelmed. And we want to help him so that he has better advice that are more than just his local advisors that are bureaucrats. Because the bureaucrats are part of the deep state. We obviously are seeing this now, that they're either incompetent and they've gotten further by kind of backbiting each other or clawing their way to the top. But people in the public, we don't want to get paid. If you and I give advice to Trump, we don't ask for a cent. We don't want to sell books or do anything. We just want to make sure the man has proper information to make the right decisions, right? For not only ourselves, our families, and our nation.
Well, he gets, I have no doubt, the man gets good advice, and it's his choice to accept it or reject it.
Well, and, I have a feeling some of it's good, but some of it's not so good. I have from my inside sources that some of the people around Trump are showing even afterward, for example, a comment that Tillerson said, if you had heard the conversation and indicated that he was asking for them to investigate Biden, that's wrong. No, that's not wrong. It's part of finding out if there's corruption going on. And in fact, this one Yovanovitch, I have very good evidence she didn't want to investigate further. She just called Russia was involved. Russia wasn't involved. I don't know why she makes these comments, but she directly blocked the new directors coming in for the new Ukrainian government that wanted to investigate their own corruption. And so when they say that she's so upset that they fired her, it's like every person in the service actually has to do with the pleasure of the of the President of the United States. The idea is she got fired and it was so terrible, she's acting like she's having an emotional breakdown. This is a tough lady. This is all put on as act. When people need to understand, well, if you're blocking, are they, what's that?
These people who work the Foreign Service are smart, tough people. They can't.
They're tough. They're not average people, are they?
And she didn't lose a paycheck. Every paycheck was in her bank account, on time, on schedule. She got reassigned to a different assignment and didn't miss a beat.
Now she's looking at teaching at a university. So when I hear this, unless you're almost into tears, I'm thinking.
Well, being fully vested in a federal pension plan and then getting a second income teaching at a university is not a bad deal.
No. She's laughing all the way to the bank, you know. I'm not sure whether.
It's not exactly punishment. That's not exactly punishment.
No. And the fact is that Trump even says he appreciates her work, but if he disagrees with her policies, remember, the policy doesn't come from Taylor and Kent, these other two knuckleheads that try to say they heard from the hurt, from the hurt, from the hurt, from the guy, and they make conclusions based on it. And some of the dialogue
are. Here's what they're using. They're using the term interagency consensus as being the basis for foreign policy. Now, the basis of foreign policy is the president, not interagency consensus.
Right. It descends from there. He tells his local people, his agents and so on, what policy changes are doing. And as the Democrats, to be honest with you, the Democrats want to elect a different president. Give out policies that the American public will like, that fattens their paycheck, prevents bankruptcy, makes them have a non-toxic environment, improves businesses and factories to come back to America, invents new businesses, and prevents America from being flooded by foreigners that have a different agenda, like all these Muslims that are coming here. 52% would support Sharia law, 20% would actually kill fellow Americans if voted by Islam. That's a fact I got from inside polls. So people need to understand, Trump is trying to defend the border. He's trying to defend America. He wants to defend trade, which is being stolen for 30 years by corrupt politicians in the district or criminals exporting it to China and elsewhere. And we want the world economy to prosper, but it's only going to prosper if we have things like the Four Powers Agreement we talked about, where they fix the currencies. China doesn't steal our technology and steal the AI so they can actually have the beast control the whole world. I mean, I'm worried about Huawei and the Intel use of their technology that'll hack into everything. They got a new one called TikTok. Right. I don't know if you saw it, for video for teenagers, right?
Well, yeah. China is truly an enemy. We have a speech given by their top general to their top generals. That we got a copy of it. It's translated. And we reading that tells you what their true agenda is. And these are dangerous people. They are, in fact, our enemies. And it's foolish to believe anything else.
Well, they're dangerous to their own people. For example, my youngest sister is married to a man whose mother was from Shenzhen. And they were shot. Her relatives were all bankers in Shenzhen across the water from Hong Kong. And they're all shot in the back of the head. She swam across Kowloon Bay, which is shark infested, got to Canada, had my youngest sister's husband, who's had lots of very smart children, her niece had a PhD at 18 and a master's degree at 13 from Princeton in plasma nuclear physics and developed the best technology for storing power in human history. So the problem is there's some smart people in China, and they often go to other countries. When they go back to China, there's not 3.5 million under citizens, there's 13.5. And they can't get on a train, plane, or even get drugs or health care. Did you know that? It's like Venezuela. If you have a high social score that means you don't like the communist state, just like these maniacs going over and destroying Hong Kong, and the Chinese already said they're going to take Taiwan. I happen to know from my contacts, my accountant's wife, her father, was the head of the Taiwanese Air Force, and they have our jets. They produce 85% of the world chips, and they have tons of our nukes. So if China wants to take Taiwan, they're going to die, aren't they?
Right. Well, listen to the Chinese, the communist Chinese. They say they're going to take Taiwan back. Well, how can you take back something you never had in the first place, doctor? They're referring back to ancient China that predates communist China by centuries, where Taiwan was part of China. But they really do believe that they're taking Taiwan back as if they have some right of ownership because of what took place centuries ago.
Genetically are Chinese, but historically they're more like Americans. I mean, if you go to Taiwan, and I have, you know, as they say, my accountant's wife is from Taiwan. These are smart people that do not want to be under the communist totalitarian regime. And look what the Chinese are doing to the Uyghurs in Western China. Or I happen to have contacts going 20 years If you have a sheet of the Bible and preach it anywhere publicly, you get grabbed and put in a Laodai, one of 20,000 Laodai prison camps. They tissue type you, and if your organ type comes up, they whip your organs out beside an airport in a Schwinn air truck that's designed to actually shoot you in the back of the head, pull your organs live, and stick them in a box and send them to hospitals around the world that are involved with the organ trade. And by the way, the organ trade in China is directly linked with our SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA. They tried to recruit me in 1987 with a cardiac surgeon who tried to recruit me in Georgia when I worked in the burn trauma unit and had a private practice and worked in the intensive care. And I said, go to hell, after he gave a bunch of gifts in my office. I said, where the hell did these gifts come from? And then he said he wanted to offer me a thing because I worked in the burn and trauma unit in the intensive care, that I would just declare people dead so we could whip their organs out to go to Emory University. Right. People need to know China's involved with the organ trade, the drug trade. That's why the carfentanil coming across the border from China. Because China's involved directly with these globalist organizations. And even all the exportation of technology to China is all collaborative. Even, for example, in the late 90s, under Bill Clinton, through Lockheed Martin Inter Sputnik and stock market exchange system in London, they transferred to the LEO satellite system advanced targeting technology to Beijing and to Moscow. So they couldn't hit the broadside of a barred continent. Now they can because we gave them the damn technology.
That's right. That's right. We did. And right. There's going to be a price to pay for that. We need to right. be on guard and rebuild our defenses. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I sent a thing for laser net interferometry, which is a version of the Brilliant Pebble system. I talked to a four-star general on July 10th, 1994, and he told me how he sat beside Mikhail Gorbachev and Ronnie Reagan talked about Star Wars, and Gorbachev had a bird right there. He literally was going to have a conniption when he realized that America was developing Star Wars systems and had the money and the technology to do it. And to be honest with you, Ronnie was listening to Lyndon LaRouche, and the powers that be put Lyndon LaRouche in prison because he wanted to share Star Wars missile defense to Russia and our potential enemies and end the danger of nuclear war in the future for everybody. But guess what? It didn't happen. So right now we're teetering on the edge of a catastrophe, aren't we?
Well, we are. And if we don't get prepared well as we can, as quick as we can, we're going to be victims.
Well, we already are. I say we're not minutes to midnight. We're seconds. If, for example, let's say Iran enriches uranium to weapons grade, they said this week, and Israel bombs a Bashar reactor, Russia's going to respond. And although Putin doesn't drink vodka, there's enough vodka-pounding maniacs in Russia, they will activate the intermediate-range hypersonic cruise missiles and travel at Mach 7 to Mach 9, 5, between 5 and 7,000 plus miles an hour, and can change course in mid-flight, and it can actually hit our power grid system or hit our military bases or population centers in under 20 minutes anywhere in the United States, from La Orchilla Island and Nicaragua. This is not open opinion. I even have the SAT photos. I got everything. And what's amazing to me, I'm trying to get through to Trump for 2 years, and we can't. We're having the maniacs around him are filtering it, whether it's Kelly previously or other characters like Tillerson. They don't let the truth get through to Trump so he knows what's going on. We're working hard.
There's a lot of gatekeepers up there. Very true. Doctor, it's
hard.
Been great as always. It's been great.
You're an amazing guy. I mean, we're like a tag team, you know. World Federation Informational Wrestling. You got them in a headlock and they're tapping out, aren't they?
Do I have to wear a costume?
No. Just wear one of those fancy heads and gaiters that Mexicans
wear.
Thank
you, Doctor. Enjoy the rest.
Thank you again. TheLibertyMan.com. Listen to a show. And coming up, John W. Spring. You don't want to miss it. Back in a minute.
It's last call to do your shopping at the last mall.